Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking entertainment with John Katsalamades. He's the daily entertainment columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Here for the whole show, I'm an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program John Katsalamades. He's the daily entertainment columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The huge news in the last week or so has been the Eagles at the Sphere. And they have gone against the direction that everybody else is going in because they're saying their prices ain't coming down. Your thoughts on the Eagles and what will be, I'm sure, an unbelievable show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing them open. I got to make sure I have the dates right here. Sam, it's good to see you again. Yeah, but they've announced 12 dates from August through September at the Sphere. And what we're seeing in their bookings is that their prices are according to what the Eagles want them to be. It's anywhere from 400 for a single all the way up to more than, you know, almost 6,000 for the 12 shows. And the last of those shows is November 9th. So I think what we're looking at with the Eagles and the Sphere is they're running against the grain for a lot of shows that are in their kind of category. Artists who have had to draw down their ticket prices or cut dates or, you know, cut entire tours. We've had the Black Keys, for example, cut their entire tour because of soft sales. We know what happened with Jennifer Lopez and her arena tour didn't sell. So she's had to take that down. We've had a number of shows that have simply just not sold very well in this ticket selling climate. And Las Vegas is a very competitive place, as we all know. But the Eagles are coming in and they're going to do a dozen shows. And I've heard they're going to add another 8 this year and kind of keeping in the schedule pattern that U2 had when they opened at the Sphere. They announced a dozen shows and then they added 8 for their first year and then extended into this year in 2023 and 24. So I think, the Eagles fall in line. We've had U2, we've had Phish, we now have Dead & Company, which has extended, and U2, all kind of veteran rock acts of different kinds, different, a little bit different variations, but you know, Dead & Company and Fish are the same kind of jam band category. Eagles are the best selling American band in history, American rock band. I'm looking for the Sphere to sign somebody outside that kind of demo. I hope that we have, I've heard Manya, the Mexican rock band for next year. That is a possibility. We're going to have some kind of electronic act for New Year's Eve, a DJ-driven performance at the end of the year. But right now, as far as headliners go, we have had just the bands that have a relationship with Irving Azoff's company have come into the Sphere, and they qualify for as headliners. That's about what I can tell you about their booking strategy.
Well, the Eagles, I mean, you know, you've seen them, I've seen them, and yeah, their live performance is so stunning that at one point up at Lake Tahoe when I saw them, I thought that they might have been pre-recorded because it was so perfect. It was stunning. And the PR guy at Harrah's at the time said to me, no, I was there for the rehearsals. Trust me, they're playing live. But it's an incredible show. But those guys are all about money. I mean, I don't know if they've ever made up as friends again. But going back probably 10, 15 years, they hated each other. They only came together to play the music. And I was told on good authority that if one was in a bar and one of the others walked in, the other one would leave. I mean, there was no love there at all. And then they had a deal with Joe Walsh that, you know, if he remained sober, he got a $1 million bonus on that particular tour.
That's an interesting way to get sober. I believe what you're saying about the band. I've looked for years. Well, they called one of their final tours, the Hell Freezes Over tour, because they did say, we'll get together when Hell Freezes Over, and they did. It's very much, a lot of these bands, Sam, as you know, it's a business arrangement. You know, it's a business relationship. And they have evolved into a band that has some younger blood into it now. We have Deacon Fry on stage, Glenn Fry's son. We have Vince Gill on stage, the great multi-instrumentalist and kind of country rock folk artist. He's up there with them, and that helps them, you know, generate a little bit more enthusiasm on the stage. I saw them at MGM Grand Garden Arena in May of 2022. It was a spectacular show. You know, they just really hit every mark. They were they were happy to be there. Don Henley was kind of the spokesman from the stage. You talk about Joe Walsh, you know, I've interviewed him a couple of times, and he's like a golfer who's all over the course. You know what I mean? He's just freewheeling, man. Whatever comes to his head. He said on stage, I had a lot more fun in my 20s in the 70s than I'm having in my 70s in the 20s. And what I really enjoy about that particular show is watching Vince Gill watch Joe Walsh sing when it was Joe Walsh's turn to sing his solo songs, just smiling and reveling in the moment. Like, I felt like he felt the way the rest of the crowd did. Is like, geez, this is something special. But, you know, I think the key thing really for the Eagles to look at is if they haven't oversaturated their appearances, not just for Las Vegas, but for, you know, generally speaking on their tour. They've been touring for quite a while, and there are a lot of people who will have seen the Eagles already on this tour. They saw them in Chicago, then maybe they saw them in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and they're good. The thing about the Sphere so far has been there's been a lot of kind of exclusivity. These are the bands are there. You know, you can't see any show like Dead & Company's doing other than in the Sphere. Fish show, same thing. You two had taken about 5 years off performing at all. So it made the Sphere show a little bit more special. Eagles, you've had a chance to see them all over the country, you know, over the past couple of years, including in Las Vegas. So we'll see if that affects demand at all. But we're really watching the sales of the Eagles shows very carefully and see how they're going to announce the next run of shows if it comes to that.
You know, what I found fascinating about the Grateful Dead at the Sphere was, you know, the people that are the audience for the Dead have aged, obviously, as have the members of the band. And it's interesting to see people who are very conservative in their business appearance now who are deadheads. And it's just fascinating. You know, Dan Rather had a series on Access TV that still replays every now and then, where he in his 80s is interviewing these rockers in their 70s. And it's just fascinating to see the journey that all of these people, including Dan Rather, have been through.
Yeah, I saw one of those the other day. I happened to be, he was interviewing Ringo Starr.
Yes.
You know, and it was very interesting, you know, to see those two icons sitting across from each other, just those two talking and all the lives, you know, the life experience that they have, you know, and I look around that Dead and Company crowd and I felt the same way you did. I was looking at a history piece in so many ways with Bob Weir and Mickey Hart up there, especially. The Dead and Company have really invested in their technology. The video technology was fantastic. That whole opening from the Haight-Ashbury, where they kind of grow out of their old neighborhood in San Francisco, literally into space, that first 10-minute segment or so, is wonderful. You know, and they draw it back down at the end. They reverse the process and go right back into that that kind of Victorian tract home in Haight, you know, where it all started. About Dead and Company, too, I think it's the key person in that whole residency to me is John Mayer. He is not only is he a rock star and brings a different generation of fans into the fold. He is also involved very passionately in the design of the video. I know he hasn't been taken credit or been pointed out that way, but I know that he has work diligently on that. And that is a lot of the show. That is a lot of the appeal of the Dead and Company show is the visuals. And, you know, they've been selling out. I mean, I've looked at the charts, their first run of shows, almost every single one of them was complete capacity there. They have all in pricing at $145 a ticket, which is very important. All in pricing. So you're not hit with a bunch of fees at the end. The Eagles are doing that too. The only surcharge you have at the end is the live entertainment tax in Nevada, which is you have to add that. But the fees are all baked into that price. So for people who to buy tickets to shows and complain about my $80 ticket turned into $170 at the checkout, will know that the price that they're being given, even if it's elevated, is the price of the ticket.
You know, James Dolan, a lot of us thought he was maybe a little crazy to have spent more money on the Sphere than they spent on building Allegiant Stadium. But the creativity that's coming out of this and the response of the audience is, this guy's turning out to be a genius.
Well, it's interesting. You have to, you know, I think that there was a certain, from my position, there was a certain recklessness almost about how the Sphere came about. I think there was a lot of we're going to do this, figure out the details later mentality with the Sphere. That goes for its parking, parking plan, traffic plan down there. I drive by there all the time. I'm still not sure exactly what they, you know, are trying to do to organize the traffic and get the, you know, that to be seamless as possible for fans. But you can say this, what he's delivered in terms of headliners is self-evident. They're very popular. They're the envy of all artists around the world. I know I talked to a number of them who just can't talk enough about the Sphere. I think the Exosphere has really been important. That's the show outside the Sphere. The Exosphere debuted in July 4th of 2023, and they're going to, change the show up from that show on the 4th of July this year, and it's going to be something more, you know, spellbinding again. Now they're going to live stream the Sphere, the Exosphere show, all over the world 24/7, so you can watch it. There's going to be an audio feed with it. That's going to play on the property live and also on the live stream at the Sphere's website all the time. So my brother in Boise can hit the Sphere anytime he wants and check out what's going on and see the emoji wake up in the morning and see the curated program productions that people see here in Las Vegas. And if they get another couple of headliners, Zach Brown Band, by the way, next year is another headliner that's announced. He has announced he's going to come into the Sphere. So I think we're going to see a busier headliner schedule next year. I think what I've understood is Irving Azoff has kind of an exclusive booking right through the first year of bookings at the Sphere that will end next year. And that's important. And you're going to see more a variety of acts, maybe shorter runs. But it is the talk of the entertainment culture, no question, as far as facilities go. It's definitely exceeded whatever I thought would be the reception of it. And James Dolan gambled big time on this and seems to be winning right now.
Well, and the corporate side, I mean, to be able to fill that property with corporate attendees
It
seems to be another huge potential moneymaker, because with CES, for example, you know, what company is not going to want to display their wares on that amazing screen inside and the amazing screen outside?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the possibilities for, you know, gaining revenue that way are plentiful. I mean, they really are. And they have Postcard from Earth, the theatrical show that runs daily, you know, when headliners aren't in town, multiple times every day. And that's a revenue driver. You know, that draws up, you know, up over $1 million a day during the peak times, about 800,000 a day otherwise, just running it. And that's our, those production costs for the movie have already been paid. So, you know, that's another revenue driver for the,
oh, yeah,
for the Sphere.
Least. And the fact that the walkway between the Sphere and the Venetian, nobody's really talked about this at this point. But, you know, when it's a concert, you've got 17,000 people going both ways. So that's 34,000 uh-huh. people. For the movie, it's 5,000 people going each way. I mean, that's got to be an incredible revenue driver for those restaurants and the tables in the Venetian. Sheldon Adelson,
when I went through
it again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sam. When I went through the Venetian for the Dead & Company show, which was the last time I was in the venue on opening night, it was packed with deadheads. Hanging out in the casino, and we're talking about all around there. The Wynn, even at the they have a Grateful Dead, you know, post party after every show at Tuscany, which is right around the corner within walking distance. And that place has been slammed on weekends. You know, I go to see my friend Kenny Davidson's little Tuscany Piazza Lounge show, and half the crowd is deadheads in there now in the lounge. So, yeah, there's no question that you do get the collateral business as well, of course. You know, deadheads do have money, you know, and there were a lot of Fish fans that are in the same category, too, when I went to see that show.
Amazing. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got some very important stuff to talk about right after this timeout.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Katsalamides. He's the daily entertainment columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, better known in some worlds as Johnny Katz. You wanted to add something to the Eagles' dates.
Oh, yeah. They run September 20th through November 9th. I just want to make sure people knew that. I think I had stated August. The run actually starts September 20th, November 9th, and look for more dates to be added into December. That's what I'm expecting. But the dates that are down are those are 12 and they're on sale now.
All right, so now we have to talk about the portion of the program that is dedicated to my wife, who is the world's biggest Hauser fan. Hauser played the win on Saturday night, and there was a very special person in the audience. Share with you, with us, if you will, what went on at the win.
Well, Hauser, folks, is a very popular pop rock cellist, and he has a very fervent and loyal fan base. Impressive even to me. He sold out Encore Theater right away. I did not go to that show. I had a lot of friends who were at that show, including my friends from Vegas Revealed were in the room to see and witness and experience Celine Dion showing up for the performance just before Hauser took the stage. The place went crazy, as you would expect. And her and her sons, R.C., Nelson, and Eddie, were there throughout, and they met Hauser during their visit. And from the stage, Hauser plays My Heart Will Go On, epic Celine Oscar-winning song from Titanic. We all know it. And afterward, he introduces Celine from the crowd. He formally introduces her. She stands up. They share a moment and interact. And he says to her that it's been his dream to perform with her on stage. And then he says, would you like to come up and sing? And she says, no. And he goes, one verse. He's a Croatian artist. And she can't. She's like, no. As we know, she's battling to recover from and deal with stiff person syndrome, which is the reason she's not singing at all, including Saturday night. So it was a big moment, the most recent of a series of public appearances for Celine in Las Vegas and elsewhere. Her documentary, I Am Celine Dion, is out this week. And it's a very powerful exposure to her battle with the stiff person syndrome. But just ahead of that, she was in public in Las Vegas, and it was quite a moment. I'll tell you, it was fantastic to see her out again.
Yes, indeed. And in some of the clips that you had in your story, she actually sang a couple of words with Hauser, which was amazing in itself to see that.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a clip of My Heart Will Go On, where she, you know, showed him a little bit of her vocal range. And then there was a moment afterward, too, very Celine moment, where she was posing. They were doing some mix and match on the step and repeat with Hauser and her. And there was a woman who came in. I'm still not sure the identity of this person, but she came in to pose with them. And Celine said, just the three of us. We will make it if we try, just the three of us. And she sang into that, you know, impromptu, which she's been doing a lot. When she goes into these, you know, into whether it's in the Boston Bruins locker room or the Golden Knights locker room here in Las Vegas to meet everybody, she invariably starts singing. And it's just a short segment, but she still shows that she's able to, you know, hit notes and sing in her voice. So it's just a matter of how long and how much versatility and durability she has on stage.
We can't wait for her to come back. Let's take another break and we'll be right back.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good time's a train wreck.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley. Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, you can read John Katzelamady's daily entertainment column every day in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. That's how much entertainment there is in Las Vegas. You got a story coming up on Bruno Mars this week.
Yeah, I interviewed Bruno Mars at the end of his most recent run, which is the weekend before last, and got to have some very interesting conversations with him, let's put it that way. And that story is going to post this week by Thursday and be on the cover of our Neon magazine on Friday. And I'm working on it currently, actually. Working on it today.
Well,
I
will look forward to reading it, as will all of your fans. Thank you, as always, for doing this, man. I always appreciate it, especially you having to get up this early to do it.
I get up anytime for you, Mr. Shad. You know that. I love being with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, John. We'll look forward to having you back soon, and we'll be right back.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing. And it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.